In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the latest podcast from Betches Media, not another true crime podcast, where we will be talking about all the sketchy shit your heart desires. Stuff like scams, cults, conspiracy theories, and of course, murder. I'm Sarah Levine, editor-in-chief of Betches.com, and my co-host is Hannah Perkins, famed memer of the Pretend Blonde account and former Betches writer.
And we've got a real intense episode for you guys today. So this case has always been pretty interesting to me. I literally had a Beanie Baby about this person back in the day, so one could say this is deeply personal. Today we're talking about a conspiracy theory surrounding the death of Princess Diana. So let's just start and get our feelings out right from the get-go about the royal family. Sarah, are you into the royals?
I'm not going to lie. I really don't understand with America's obsession with the British royal family because they're not our royal family. And isn't that kind of the whole point? Isn't that why America exists?
Yeah. I mean, literally to not have a royal family, one could say. One could definitely say.
And to not to care about them.
Yeah. I mean, I think like half of England feels the same way you do, though. I'm pretty sure that they're like, there's royalists and there's people who are like not into the royal family at all. I will say that I'm adequately into the royal family. I'm into it enough to where like I kind of know who's who and like I understand some of the things that they do, but I'm also like I wouldn't like die for these people kind of thing.
Yeah, but I would hope not.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird. But I do like I do follow it. I happen to be like in England when William and Kate got married. So I like saw the parade and all the, you know, hoopla about that. And I definitely did watch the Meghan Markle and Harry wedding. So I'm not going to act like I'm not kind of into them. So whatever. So however you feel about the royal family, the death of Princess Diana pretty much like shook everyone. It was a pretty big deal and it was really historic.
It was a huge deal. Don't underplay
it. Yeah,
it
was massive. It was, yeah, it was a huge deal. Here's the thing is I think I was 5 when it happened, maybe. It was 97. Oh my God, my mouth is so bad. No, I was 4. No, yes, I was 4.
you got it.
So memory is like not serving me super well on this, but that being said, I had a long talk with my mom. And Mandy let me know that this is like ginormously important. So let's just kind of dig into this with who is Princess Diana. So I mean, I think everyone knows who Princess Diana is, but if you don't know who she is, like pull your head out of your ass. It's not a hat. According to my favorite website on the planet besides Reddit, Wikipedia, Diana, the Princess of Wales, was actually born Diana Spencer. So she had like a real people name. She was born on July 1st, 1961, and she was a member of the British royal family. She was the first wife of Charles, Prince of Wales, and the heir to the British throne. And she is the mother of Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, who is a daddy and like an actual daddy. He has a lot of children. And Prince Harry and who's the Duke of Sussex, who is a zaddy. And there's a definite difference between those.
Thank you for that important qualifier.
Yeah, that actually, craziest thing. It was on Wikipedia. I didn't even write that in myself.
Huh, wow. Go figure. It's
crazy what you can add in nowadays when you
A side note about Princess Diana. because you mentioned your mom. I feel like everyone's mom was obsessed with Princess Diana because my mom was too.
Yeah.
I did a project about Princess Diana in second grade. So like, AKA my mom was like the heavy influence because what the fuck did I know for Princess Diana when I was like seven? Random.
Well, I mean, you should be running this episode. You're like an expert in this.
Yeah, right. If only pull out the second grade diorama project from elementary school. And I was actually at home like a weekend ago, and I told my mom about this episode, and she was like, "Darn it, I just threw out your project." I'm like, "Mom, what are we gonna do with like a fake wedding cake that we made where we like put her and Prince Charles's heads on the top?"
That's so cute, though. She just threw out your project. You're like 25 years old.
Okay, I'm 26, almost 27, which is not helping things.
Okay, yeah, well, sorry to bring up Middleton. Or like Meghan Markle. Well, Kate Middleton was like, she was a commoner, but she like was not from a not wealthy family. You know what I mean? Like, she was definitely bougie. Like, they met at like school. So, yeah, I mean, but she has.
I feel like you could argue that Meghan Markle is definitely not a commoner since she was like an actress. B-list actress.
I mean, would you call suits B-list, though? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's like USA's best.
It's no white collar
show right now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I can give you that. But USA is kind of, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll just get back.
USA brought us recircle Monk, on that. Okay. Let's not forget.
It also brought us Psych.
Right. Which let's not is forget.
The world's most amazing show.
Bangers.
Okay. Sorry. I'll give you that. It came through with some winners. So anyways, Diana married Prince Charles Elizabeth, who is the queen's son, on July 29th, 1981, which is literally the day I did all this research, but in 2018.
Wow.
So not trying to say the spirit of Diana is with me, but I'm not saying she isn't. And it reached a global television audience of over 750 million people, which is a shit ton of people in 1981. I wrote down here, my parents took a break from their drug tripping to watch this wedding. So I'm sure mom's going to be real thrilled to hear that when she listens to this episode.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure my mom, it's either this or the funeral. Oh, fuck. I actually think it's the funeral, but she has it on VHS, probably still to this day, even though we don't have a VHS player. I think my mom has both.
Yeah, I think my mom has both. Look, you got to keep your treasure somewhere. So her job was basically to represent the queen and be the other female face to the crown. She was really, really well loved by everyone because she was like kind of different, and she was charitable, and she wasn't like your typical royal. Like, she was a little more crass, and she was very down to earth. My friends and I have this saying. One of my friends, like, a guy told her on a date that she was pretty and down to earth. It was like their first date. And so we call each other Pate, pretty and down to earth. So she was definitely pretty and down to earth. So yeah. Now everyone knows.
I think she actually, like, her thing, whatever, she was known as the people's princess.
Yeah,
I think that's probably
exactly
where the misconception that she's a commoner doesn't come from nobility comes from, because she was known as like the people's princess.
Yes, they loved her for sure. And so she also was like kind of woke, and she worked to destigmatize things like AIDS and HIV, which Harry and William both still work on charities for that to this day. And she worked to destigmatize mental illness, which is woke even here in 2018. So
which is interesting, because I have actually notes later on that she
might have suffered from
a lot of mental illness issues.
Yes,
so.
Which one could say, you know, maybe she was.
Which
kind
I think
of advocating.
Feeds into this conspiracy theory. So yeah, I'm excited to get to it.
It definitely does. So her and Prince Charles got a divorce in 1996, which was a massive fucking scandal, because that's not a thing. Even presidents don't get divorces. Everyone's seen Scandal. It's not a thing.
However, England was the country that literally invented divorce. So
they also,
you would
but
think
at the same time,
be a huge deal.
But at the same time, they like invented divorce in order to stop beheading people that they didn't want to be married to anymore. Like, it was like an alternative solution to just killing off your exes. So
because they wouldn't bear you a son.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout
so
out
just,
Henry VIII.
Yeah, for real. This is also a history podcast too, as well. Who knew?
Yes.
So there was supposedly affairs on both hers and Charles's part, which is pretty amazing and takes legitimate balls to have an affair while you're the princess of England.
I don't even think they're, those affairs are like alleged. I think that they're pretty much accepted as true. Like,
no, yeah,
Prince
they definitely
Charles
are.
Still married to his.
He's definitely
trouble?
Married to Camilla, so he's still married to her. And there was definitely some out of marriage stuff. So on August 31st, 1997, Diana, so a year after her divorce, Diana was killed in a car crash in the Ponte de l'Alma.
Ponte de l'Alma. I took French.
See, I took Spanish. I'm in California. Okay, everyone takes Spanish here. Ponte de l'Alma tunnel in Paris. The accident resulted in the deaths of her boyfriend, Dodi Fayad. I may have butchered that. Very sorry. I thought I did well. And the driver, Henry Paul. Much easier name. Diana's bodyguard was a survivor. Her funeral was televised on September 6th and was watched by a British television audience that peaked at 32.1 million people, and which was one of the United Kingdom's highest viewing figures ever in like the history of time. And millions and millions more, including mine and Sarah's mom, watched the event around the world. I vividly remember my mom. I do have one vivid memory of my mom crying and watching Elton John sing the song Candle in the Wind.
I also, after she died, they came out with a Princess Diana Memorial Beanie Baby, which
yep,
I
the
still
purple one.
Have.
Yep, I do too. And now it's worth like a lot of money, so save
it. I've been reading it on it because I'm trying to sell it. No one come rob me. It depends on which edition you got. So they initially made a really limited number of them, and then when there was a high demand, they made more. So if you had the first edition, that shit's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, save
if you
that,
have
put
a, like
a
later a replica,
box.
Maybe not so much. But where the fuck do you even go to cash this in? Like, there's no, what is
there's
it
no
like
Beanie
antique roadshow of Beanie Babies? Yeah, exactly.
Damn. Got to like Pawn Star that shit. So she was buried. This is how legit Diana was. She was buried with a rosary given to her by motherfucking Teresa. So she knew some folks, and she was buried in a family burial where only close relatives could visit, which was probably the right move. Cause I imagine that would be a tourist trap, and that sucks. And again, this was a huge, 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 huge deal. It was basically one of the largest public deaths since Martin Luther King Jr. or John F. Kennedy. So that's Diana. I just gave you a pretty thorough history on her. So there, how is there a conspiracy on this? As someone who's not that much of a conspiracy theorist, I'll tell you, there are quite a few. This whole thing seems pretty cut and dry. That's my non-conspiracy theorist person speaking. There are a lot of theories that claim there's a lot of theories out there, and they all claim to point to the same belief that someone wanted to kill Diana and they helped orchestrate the crash.
So I feel like we could give like a narrative of the crash. Since I wasn't really alive at the time and I sort of tried to figure out everything like from just what I knew. I don't even know how to explain what I'm like thinking, but I wasn't alive at the time of the crash, so I wasn't reading all the coverage. Obviously, I don't know if I could even read.
Well, you were alive. You were just a baby.
Oh, yeah. Duh, I was alive.
Yeah.
Wow. How stupid am I? Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so I was alive, but yeah, I wasn't like aware, let's say.
Right.
So I think what had happened was she and her boyfriend at the time were leaving a hotel and... Mm-hmm. So they were obviously being followed by the paparazzi everywhere they went. So what they had done was, and the paparazzi was waiting for them outside the hotel. So they had sent a decoy car out the front of the hotel to try to distract the paparazzi while they snuck out the back.
Correct.
So there's a lot of like conflicting reports, but I mean, the general consensus is that the driver was taking them into this tunnel. He was speeding. There are reports that like the paparazzi was tailgating them or getting in the way. Eventually he crashes into this cement pole kind of thing in the middle of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And that's supposedly what ultimately kills them. But just to give you like a picture of the crash.
Right. And maybe we should post when, you know, this episode goes up on our Instagram, a picture of the legitimate car, because that thing is crunched. I mean, it's amazing that there was one survivor in that car. Truly. It It was bad. So, but yeah, that's basically, you pretty much nailed it for, you know, supposedly not being alive during that time. the official cause of the accident, according to the French, according to the French Judicial Investigation Committee, they concluded that the accident was caused by the driver's intoxication, reckless driving, speeding, and he was under the effects of prescription drugs. So I live in California and he was going 65 miles an hour, and 65 here is like leisurely walking. So,
yeah, but the speed limit was
in Paris is different.
50.
Yeah. And you're in a tunnel, and he was definitely intoxicated, and he had, you know, paparazzi chasing him. And I think he thought he was in his own high speed chase.
Well, that's actually sort of refuted. It depends.
Yeah.
And
well,
also,
we'll get there. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't know if I'm jumping into the conspiracy too quick, but
you're good.
People did initially dispute the claims that the driver was intoxicated because there's video footage of him at some event earlier in the evening and he appears sober.
Yeah. Well, one could argue that like I could be like six drinks in and I too appear sober, and then I get to my house and I black out so hard.
Well, right.
And yeah, so I agree. But that's, yeah, you're already like getting into it. There are a ton of things that people think happened, and a lot of reasons why people think something sketchy happened to Diana. And here's a couple of the main ones. So I will say that all of these main theories that I'm going to list are from an article in The Independent, which is a British newspaper. So they did a really good job about presenting these theories. So thank you, The Independent. So theory number one, that she was pregnant. So Dodie's dad, whose name is Mohammed Al-Fayed, who is the owner of Harrods, which is a huge store in England. He was a rich as hell businessman from Egypt.
I read that they were also the owners of the Paris Ritz-Carlton,
which is like where they were going or coming out of or something like that. Yeah, I think they were. They're like, he's a mogul. Like, he just is invested in all sorts of things. And he is from Egypt, and him and Dodie are Muslim. So he claimed that very, very publicly that Diana had become pregnant with his son's child, something that only he knew, apparently, and that it was bad for the British state because he said that the royal family could not accept that an Egyptian Muslim could eventually be the stepfather of the future king of England. And it's like, okay, maybe back then, but this seems like a stretch now if it were to happen 2018. But also, it's a step.
I feel like Islamophobia is at an all-time high.
I mean, in England, though, I don't know if it's
everywhere
as prominent. Yeah, that's true. But
I mean, England did have like the whole Brexit.
Yeah, so they're kind of like,
because of, I mean, in part by like all these refugees. Anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, everyone sucks. But I am saying like it would be a little bit more, I think it would, I don't know. I think there would be some pushback on that claim if it were to happen today. But also, Dodie would have been a stepfather. Like, who the fuck cares about a stepfather? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then like, I mean, I feel like it would be the issue that their son would be like part African, and that's a whole thing. I mean, I definitely think that.
Yeah.
We can't. I mean, I don't know the royal family. I don't know anything about them. But like, I could see that this causing issue in 1991, given that Meghan Markle is biracial, yeah, and there's still tons of issues, or people, you know, had issues with it in 2018.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's true. But either way, so that's his big claim, is he's like, the royal family couldn't accept that an Egyptian Muslim could eventually be the stepfather. I also think it would have been more, if I was the royal family, I would have been more upset that Diana was having a child.
Right.
Like, who
that's
cares
like
if she marries
the
him?
I think it's probably not that she's having a child with a Muslim. It's that she's having a child from an affair.
Yeah, I would think so. So an affair, and, you know, and then that becomes Harry and William's brother, technically. So that's kind of a,
but would he even like be a potential heir to the throne? No,
no, because Diana's in there by marriage. So
oh,
it really
like
it's
non-issue still, almost.
Yeah, it's that's what I'm saying. It's like he's a stepfather who's not even a part of the royal family right. anymore.
Well, he's not a threat to the throne, but it would definitely be like a huge scandal.
It would be a huge scandal. And yeah, it definitely like it's not like the best look, I guess, for Diana in that situation.
No, but or the royal
Was no good looks going on at this point in time. So basically, this held weight because the discussion of a potential pregnancy came up in, you know, the lamestream media, the fake news. It came up a couple weeks prior to her death. You know, it was one of those things where it's like, oh, Diana's on vacation and look at, she's got a little bump. And it's like, maybe she's just living her best life. Why can't you just let her be? But
let me be fat in peace. Cardi B,
seriously, I'm trying to be fat and happy. Like, could you fucking bounce? So she went on vacation and she supposedly said she had a big surprise. And an anonymous source told the news that it was because she was pregnant. So I would love your thoughts here, Sarah, because there's, I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I definitely read that her friends said she never mentioned even suspecting that she was pregnant. Not even having a late period. So, I mean, who the hell knows? You know, if you mention to one reporter or a person that you have a big surprise, that could be anything. But I would say that, like, honestly, at the heart of these theories and, like, what gives them any sort of credibility is that I feel like Diana and Charles's marriage was just so scandalous. Like,
yeah, it definitely was.
And so I feel like that establishes motive for – and because we're not even really saying that Princess Diana was murdered. The theory is that she was killed by the royal family.
Right. So like, and it wouldn't be so off course, like you're saying, with all the scandals right. in that marriage.
At the heart of this is like there's so much – it's just such a shitstorm. And what mm-hmm. would the royal family do to like protect their image? And they're like, right. Because then again, like she married into the family. She's not really one of their own.
Yeah, but one could also argue that she was still the people's princess. Even though she, you know, got divorced, people still loved her. It was definitely, she definitely was an image thing for the royal family. People were still loyal to her and in turn also loyal to William and Harry. And I guess like maybe call me an optimist. I would be really... obviously bummed to hear that someone from the royal family would be willing to do that to William and Harry's mother.
That's because, true, but don't you because, think that yeah. people are like more beloved in their death, especially if it's premature?
Probably, but Harry was like 9 when she died, and I don't think, you know, that would be like pretty fucked up to do that to a child, especially, you know, someone who's going to eventually be the, like William is probably going to be the king one day. So that would be pretty fucked up if he's going to rule a country where the people that he works with, you know, put a hit out on his mom.
Oh, it would be fucked up, but I mean,
yeah,
come on.
But it's not that, yeah, I mean, that's true.
The royal family, I don't think it's too far out of the realm of possibility. Like, man.
Yeah, I need to watch The
Crown. Politics to the nth degree. Nothing would surprise me is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's true. So that's a good attitude to go into this.
Thank you.
So theory number two, Diana herself was a conspiracy theorist, and we kind of touched on this. One of the main factors behind all these theories is that Diana literally started half of them, like in her life. It's been proven that Diana herself thought she was going to be killed by the royal family or someone within their circle. They know this because they found a letter that was disclosed by her old butler, who, quote unquote, kept the letter for safekeeping, which, okay, like if I had a letter from like the most famous princess ever saying like, I'm about to be murdered, I would bring that shit straight to like Scotland Yard or whatever the fuck they have over there.
But what are they going to do?
I mean, I guess it's true. It's the royal family. But then this is the ballsiest butler ever. You know what I mean?
Because he takes his letter. What are they going to do? They're either going to like not do anything, laugh this guy off as being crazy, potentially yeah. like lock Princess Diana in some sort of like institution. I don't really know what they would yeah. do, but you know what? Like, who the fuck would believe you?
Yeah, that's true.
I had my conspiracy tea this morning.
I know, seriously. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, you're like devil's advocating right now. I like it.
Thanks.
So the quote from the letter that everyone kind of freaks out about is as follows. I'm sitting here at my desk today in October, longing for someone to hug me and encourage me to keep strong and hold my head high. This particular phase of my life is the most dangerous. And then it says, dot, 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 is planning an accident in my car, brake failure, and serious head injury in order to make the path clear for Charles to marry, it read. Obviously, that quote is very alarming because that is legitimately what happened. You know, she got in a car accident, whatever. And Charles did wed, like kind of, not immediately, but within the year and a half-ish, 2 years after, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, minus the brake failure, she described the accident to a T.
To a T.
Because her, the only survivor in the car had extensive brain injury. Right. And, I mean, not even ironically, that's not the right word, but fittingly, he can't remember anything about the accident.
No. And, and then everyone else died. So, apparently, Diana, when she wrote the letter, she had been experiencing problems with her car. So this wasn't like a random thing. She'd been open about them, and her beloved bodyguard had died in a car accident or in a motorcycle accident prior to, like, quite a few months before. And she openly believed that he had been killed by the royal family. And, like, she pushed out that narrative that he was part of a conspiracy. She definitely was paranoid or thought that someone was out to get her. So, I'll just put it this way. She was known for being a little on the crackpotty side when it came to her safety. And she thought that a lot of the nobles didn't like her, which I don't think they did. And they were trying to off her. So that's theory number two. Any thoughts on that, devil's advocate?
Yeah. I mean, okay. So I feel like out of other conspiracy theories we've read, like this, I'm not immediately writing off just on the simple fact that, like, Diana was, I mean, it seems like she was kind of a handful for the royal family. Like,
yeah.
She and Charles were both having affairs. There was this book that came out in like 1992 where she pretty much aired her and Charles's dirty laundry. She talks about attempting suicide and struggling with bulimia. And I mean, mental health as a landscape was not anywhere near it where it was today. I think probably in the early 90s, you were still calling mental health professional shrinks. I'm sure there was still a huge stigma. So, like, I feel like that just added to this, like, this is too much. We don't want to deal with it.
Right.
And there were all these, like, leaked tapes also between her, both her and Charles, where they would both, like, discuss how unhappy they were in their marriages. It just seems like it was, like, a media shit show. I mean, just on, like, motive alone, I would say that they would definitely have motive to try to get rid of her, because even though she and Charles were either divorced or getting divorced, for the rest of her life, the media would still be following her.
Right.
You know? Right. So it's like they would never,
she'd never escape it.
Exactly. Yeah. They would never escape that coverage.
Yeah.
I personally, I was gonna say, but I forgot, so fuck it.
I personally think that this one, I don't know, Diana was a handful, like you said, and she was definitely like a loose cannon, and you kind of never knew what she was going to do in some instances that I've read. So I imagine, you know, as the royal family, who has been very traditional, who has everything planned, who is very meticulous in what goes out and, you know, what's said about them, she is definitely, she's a rogue one. So, you know.
But that's in the context of the royal family, to be clear. If she was like an American celebrity or a celebrity, it would be pretty par for the course. But I feel like just because the royal family is so buttoned up, you know, you're not allowed to express your political opinions.
Right.
You're not allowed to have social media. You're basically not allowed to, you're not really supposed to talk to the press either, I don't think.
No.
And also just one thing that I think is, like, important to mention is that Diana was 20 when she got married, and Charles is about 12 or 13 years her senior. So imagine being 20 years old and getting married and having all this pressure. You're literally representing an entire country. I think it would make anyone sort of crack a little bit under the pressure.
Here's the thing is I would literally never want to be a princess, and we can definitely get into that later for a zillion reasons. But after reading all this and all these other things, like with Meghan Markle, being a princess sounds like the most draining job in the world.
It sounds horrible.
It sounds awful. So there's a couple other theories, and they're pretty generic. I'll just kind of power through them. So one is that the car was tampered with. Everyone says that, you know, the route was blocked. So the driver was driving at an unusual speed and something may have been tampered with. Even Diana says, you know, she throws out the brakes.
Well, he was kind of driving at an unusual speed. He was definitively speeding. So
yeah,
I don't know what that means. That's not, is that really a conspiracy theory?
I don't know. But they say that the speed is possible maybe because like he couldn't brake, if that makes sense.
Got it.
You know, because sometimes that happens where like the brake will stick. It's terrifying. It's never happened to me, but it's happened to a couple of my friends. And like the car continues to accelerate.
That literally happens in my recurring nightmare where I'm driving.
Yeah.
And I pump the brake to the floor and the car doesn't brake.
Yeah, that's like straight out of like a series of unfortunate events or something, or like a movie, you know, where like, oh, my brakes have been cut and we're flying down the highway. So in other news about my nightmares.
right.
So another theory is that either the driver or the paparazzi caused the crash knowingly. Some think the driver was working for a British agency and that his body had been switched in the autopsy to have a drunk person there so they could blame the blood alcohol content, etc.
There are a lot of conspiracy theories that the driver was working for either some foreign country's intelligence agency, but
yeah,
there's no consensus. There's some people think British, some think French, some think even the U.S. Some just, but I don't know like what motive. I think if there was motive for someone to have killed Princess Diana, I feel like it would come from her own family and not another country, because the royals are really just figureheads. Like they don't really have.
No one gives that much of a shit about the royals in other places.
Well, they also don't have that much like power. Executive power.
They don't have any power in England, pretty much. I mean, the queen is like, I mean, she's a figurehead. Exactly. Right. So there's not the powers in parliament. So,
so that seems a little bit,
iffy. Yeah. So the others think the paparazzi staged so the car would crash, which is not a guarantee and a huge risk. So just putting that out there before I
debunk all these. Yeah. What would paparazzi gain from staging a car crash?
You can't guarantee that a car crash is going to kill someone. People survive crazy shit all the time. So that's a very, to me, that's a huge stretch. And then some think that doctors allowed Diana to die on purpose by not treating her in a proper way. So basically the reason they think this and, you know, they think, oh, like they should have taken her to the hospital. Well, in France, emergency crews focus on giving treatment at the scene before moving a person to the hospital. So they try their best at the scene. And whereas in the UK and I think even in the United States, they rush your ass to a hospital real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think it's kind of a dumb system, but we'll get into it in a second as I start to kind of.
Also because so there was a documentary that came out in 2007. And one of the doctors who reportedly treated Diana said that he reported that she had no visible injuries immediately after the crash. And she was even talking. I think she was saying, I forgot what I read that she was saying, but it was like, help me or something like that. But she went into cardiac arrest following that. And so that's why people argue that if she had gotten rushed to a hospital, she could have possibly been saved.
Interesting. So I also read different Wikipedia. Things. I read different things, so we can try and delve into what's true. So another generic conspiracy theory was that Diana was part of like a systematic kill system, which started with the bodyguard that she loved so much.
Can you expand on that? What do you mean?
So she had a bodyguard that she was super duper close with. And at one point in time, she said was like the greatest love of her life. And so there was a thought that he had been someone that she cheated on Charles with. And he died in a, I believe, a motorcycle accident in London. And she was devastated. And she openly said that someone had killed him off. And so people thought that.
Yeah, but what do you mean by this, like, systematic kill system?
Well, he may have known something because he was, like, Diana's, like, great love of her life. And Diana, like, has loose lips. And, you know, he may have known things about the royal family that he wasn't supposed to know, was the theory. And so that, you know, they kill him off to keep him silent. Well, and then Diana's over there like, oh, he was killed off by the royal family. And so they're killing her, you know. So it's just like, it was like kind of one after the other kind of thing. And I mean, they, and then her boyfriend died in this crash too. So in theory, another person who may or may not know things about the royal family, who's not a member of it, died as well. So,
but then her bodyguard lived.
Well, it was a different bodyguard, her new bodyguard.
Yeah, but still, you'd think that he would at least know some shit. Unless he was on the
job, but he also comes out with brain damage. That car crash was like, if it had been orchestrated, it was designed to kill everybody in that car, and you know, it obviously didn't. But it's fine.
But it's fine. No, it's good that everyone didn't die.
Yeah, it definitely is better. But okay, so basically, there were a ton of conspiracies that were pretty convincing and so widespread and pushed out by the media that the Met Police was forced to launch a whole section called Operation Paget, which is literally a squad set out to find out if there's any truth in these theories. It's like a way cooler, more British version of Mythbusters. So it lasted years. It cost millions of pounds, a ton of work. It was very in-depth, and it was just a general clusterfuck. And it never kind of let anyone, you know, have peace with this. So in total, they examined about 175 theories about what happened that night. Some of them were small, and some of them were way more legit. And they, like, just like the ones I just read, and they found that none of them were true. 175. Does that shock you?
No, because if the royal family is if the royal family, in fact, orchestrated this like crazy murder to look like an accident, what do you mean? They're obviously going to like pay off the police or whoever's conducting this investigation or have them look the other way. They're not just going to be like, oh, right, you caught us, like LAPD, well, you know, the equivalent or whatever. They're not, you know what I mean? It's not.
Well, I will say that she did die in France. And I don't know how, you know, cooperative the French police would be with the British royalty.
But if you said this cost millions of pounds, then the investigation was done by.
Funded by the British people.
Right.
So yeah, so that's basically what happened, but they did spend a lot of time and a lot of money. And I think there was a lot of public interest in this. People really, really wanted to believe that something crazy had happened here.
I get that. It makes it easier to come to grips with like this terrible accidental death.
Right.
So I see why these conspiracy theories like exist.
Totally. Absolutely. So the most prominent one in my mind was the pregnancy one. So the pregnancy, you know, conspiracy theory, which was pushed by Mohammed Al-Fayed, whose son Dodi was dating Diana, who died in the crash. He pushed out, like I said, that she was pregnant. The debunk to that is there was no sign of pregnancy during her post-mortem examination. Further tests on Diana's blood found that there was no sign of pregnancy there either. So blood tests, like, can't really lie with that. There's zero evidence that Diana even suspected she may be pregnant. All of her friends knew that she was on birth control, not pregnant, and not trying. I think, like, here's my thought on that. Diana just got out of this crazy relationship in the royals. I don't think she's, like, trying to have a kid anytime soon. I think she's, like, kind of finding herself and, you know, getting a boyfriend that she actually, like, kind of likes that's not Prince Charles.
This is some wild speculation we have.
I mean, if it was me, that would be my move. I wouldn't be like, let's have a kid and get married right now. It's like, I would be like, I'm trying to fucking do my own thing.
People are stupid, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Kylie Jenner got pregnant happen. When she was 20, so it's kind of whatever.
Yeah, mistakes happen. Mohammed Al-Fayed hired lots of private investigators to look into this, like from Scotland Yard, from America, from all over the world. And none of them can find any legitimacy to his claims. He really took a beating for these claims. In 2000, the store was stripped of its 4 royal warrants.
What store?
Which is the he owned Harrods. So it was it was Harrods that was stripped. And that's the right to declare that a company supplies goods appointed by the royal family. So it is kind of a big deal, especially when you own Harrods, which is like a touristy attraction too. People love that shit, you know? And he was definitely like excommunicated from his big group of billionaire friends. In some ways, Mohammed really sucks because he didn't give anyone, especially Harry and William, any peace. Like he just fucking hammered in that she had been murdered, blah, 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 blah. And he talked to everyone about it. And he has a sketchy past too. I mean, he's definitely, there's been some research on him that come out about sexual allegations, things like that. Doesn't make a difference. Yes. He does kind of suck a little bit as a person, but I do feel really, really bad for him. From every report I've read, he was obsessed with Dodie. Like he was a doting father, huh? And he was also obsessed with Princess Di too. Like he really loved her and they were really good for each other. And Dodie was like his legitimate pride and joy. I don't know if he had any other kids. I didn't get that far in, but I kind of have the feeling that he didn't. He's left Dodie's apartment untouched for over 20 years. So think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to lose a child, especially in like
the media circus where horrible things, I'm sure, are said about your kid. And also just
like a horrible accident.
Yeah.
In another country. It just sounds really terrible. So,
and you also have to think is like when this accident happened, Princess Diana was the main focus. Like she was, everyone was concerned about her. And like his son also died too. And he didn't do anything wrong. He just dated the girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that makes me think of the O.J. Simpson case because everyone was talking about Nicole Brownson.
Oh my God.
Talked about Ron.
Yeah.
Ron Goldman.
Goldman. Yeah. And like, I don't know if you've ever watched that documentary or whatever, but you just feel so bad for his family. Who's like, you know, you can't even go up against O.J. Simpson, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's one thing. Like, I feel really bad for him. So this is a quote from The Sun, which is another like super famous British newspaper. And his friend said this. He will never get over the death of his son or that of the princess because the love he had for both. For 300 days a year, he spends hours sitting beside his son's body at a lavish mausoleum. Wow. Well, you weren't born in 1997 and I can't read, apparently. In his lavish mausoleum in the grounds of his mansion, Barrow Green Court near Oxted in Surrey. On the rare days he visits London, he lets himself into the flat in Park Lane where Dodie wooed Diana in the summer of 1997. So he literally sits hours by his son's grave. And then in the time he's not doing that, he goes to his son's apartment. This is a man who, like, I think lost his son and could not come to terms with the fact that shit just happens and had to have something to bring reason to why his son is no longer with him. So you know what?
I understand the impulse.
I do too. I feel really bad for him. So
especially that he kind of went so off the deep end that he like sort of lost a lot.
He lost everything. I mean, I think they ended up selling Harrods. He lost his stature. I mean, he just, and like from all reports I've read, it's like worn down his body. He lost everything. Sad. So sad. So the bunk to theory number two, Diana clearly had concerns about her safety. That much is not a conspiracy theory. That is known. But there appears to be no official suggestion that she would actually be killed off, even if there was some animosity between members of the royal family. But,
like, what does that even mean? Like, no one wrote a memo that was like, we're going to kill Princess Diana?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know what that means.
No one was like, just for the record, we did not kill Princess Diana.
Like, what is that really? Is that useful at all?
It doesn't really do much for anyone.
Yeah. And I think if it did even show that there was animosity between the royal family and her, it just like, because I think at the heart of like what that makes this conspiracy theory even somewhat believable is just that there is motive. If you want to believe that the royal family is capable of orchestrating a murder of someone in their own family, even though she did marry in, then like you would believe that this would, the fact that they didn't really like her that much, possibly would give them motive. Yeah.
One would think. I mean, I don't know. It's, I don't know. I, like I said, I guess it's my bleeding heart. I just don't want to believe that they would do that, but okay.
I mean, I don't either. Like,
yeah. No one wants to believe it, but it could happen. Crazy,
like, spy drama. I don't really want to believe that.
Yeah. But I don't either. Who knows? Yeah. So
I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
I know. Look at you go. So theory number three, that was my general theory. So the car, everything about the car appeared to be in order. There was no cut brakes. There was no like fucked up anything. People reported seeing different speeds, but there was nothing unusual about the way it was driving. It wasn't swerving. It wasn't, you know, in doing anything crazy. It was driving in a normal way, in a normal fashion, up until obviously the crash happened. The problem is, yes, the driver was speeding. That much we know. But the problem is that speed, you can't tell kind of necessarily, especially in 1997, how fast he's actually going. They relied on witnesses. And some witnesses said, oh, he was going 50 miles an hour. Oh, he was going 65. Oh, he was going 80. So you just, you can't determine exactly how fast he's going. They have a general consensus that he was going 65 in a 50 zone. But, you know, it's a mess. So that's the car theory. The doctors, as writers of the Operation Paget, which is the committee that was supposed to investigate this, noted, the conspiracy that the doctors killed off Diana would require that a substantial number of expert doctors and other caregivers break their ethics and then lie about doing so. That's betting on a lot of people really, 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 really being willing to give up everything ever to lie for the British royal family. And I don't think every single doctor that came into contact with the victims of the accident, especially Diana, did that.
Well, I feel like I watched too many shows, but again, I think the whole thing of with this conspiracy theory is like, if you can believe that the royal family would commit murder, there's really no limit to what you think they would do.
Yes,
you know, if that's you're going to plan a murder, then you can plant some doctors. If you're going to plan a murder, like, you know what I mean? You can do.
Yeah, but that's a lot. Like, that's a lot.
Sure, it's a lot. But murder is also a lot. So if you're going to believe that, you know, then why wouldn't you believe that? Let's say the coroner, they convince the coroner to like.
Yeah, to switch a body or whatever.
Out a blood sample to say that she's not pregnant or to falsify some documents. So if you're going to believe this, there's kind of no limit to what you'd believe. So I feel like people who are going to believe this are going to believe it regardless of what actual proof exists.
That's the truth, is that these things, like all conspiracy theories, are a slippery slope. Because if you believe things like, for instance, like 9/11 was made by the U.S. government, if you believe that, you have basically established that you believe in pretty much the government is capable of anything and will do anything.
Exactly.
Like you've laid the groundwork for any conspiracy theory ever to sit with you. And that's kind of how this goes. It's like, if you believe that the royal family orchestrated the car crash, you can literally find every reason in the book to corroborate all these plans or all these thoughts, these theories, whatever. So yes, I agree with you on that. Doctors have said that it was pretty much impossible for her to ever survive given her injuries. And, you mentioned that she went into cardiac arrest. That's something that like can kill you really, really quickly. And that doctors can't necessarily save you from.
And
so,
maybe, and again, like, I'm not saying that I think that this is what happened, but if you don't have to necessarily orchestrate a car crash with the intent to kill someone. You know, you could just rely on them sustaining a lot of injuries, sustaining a lot of brain injury.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this whole thing also, like I said, it's dependent on a lot of things. Like, A car crash is a really not surefire way to kill someone. True. It's just not. And it's also it's a very public way to kill someone.
But it also looks the most innocent and plausible. See, like, how far down the rabbit hole are you willing to go?
Exactly. Yeah, I guess that's true. So there's other claims that the driver was involved or the paparazzi was involved. Everyone kind of ruled out the paparazzi because they're just pointless and they're just doing their job. And this is something that happened literally every day, all the time to Diana. So, like, what makes this so different? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I did read reports, though, not even part of the conspiracy theory, that they sort of interfered with the car. I feel like that was sort of a big rumor at the time.
It's possible, but from every report I've seen, every police report, they say that wasn't true.
Okay, good to know. Because I feel like that was sort of like part of the narrative, was that the paparazzi got in the way or something like that.
Yeah. But everything I've seen, it's not true. So then the blaming of the driver and his blood alcohol content. They did test his blood and it had a lot of alcohol in it. And they did repeated checks of those who certifiably talked to the driver throughout the evening. And he had been corroborated to have been drinking. And I know you said earlier people thought he was acting sober, but sobriety is like one of those things that, depending on how much you drink, on like your tolerance, like you can really fake being sober.
Yeah.
You know, like I could definitely, I've been at work events where I'm like, wow, I'm like drunk or like pretty tipsy, and I have to like act sober, and it works, you know, because I'm like forcing myself to be sober. So,
but it's kind of crazy that the fucking royal family doesn't have a backup driver.
I know. It's also just crazy. Like, could you imagine being like, I'm going to go drive Princess Diana, but hold on, let me just get tanked first.
Yeah, what? That's like, insane.
It's nuts. And also, as a bodyguard, wouldn't you kind of be like, I would be like, I need to smell your breath before I get
this
girl in the car with you.
Well, I wonder if he was drinking in secret, but obviously not if people were witnessing him drinking.
I don't know, man.
That's another element that's just
insane. It's the 90s.
Well,
people do crazy shit.
Okay.
So that's my excuse for that.
Yeah, it's interesting that I wonder if that's been explored. Like, why the fuck was this dude allowed to get behind the wheel?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. And like, and that's why people argue that it can't be true. Like, how'd this happen? But things like this do happen, you know? And I mean, there's like guys who get behind the wheel of buses and drive school children that are hammered. And that happens to this day. Jesus. So it's kind of a tricky one because, like you said, it's hard to tell if someone is drunk given how they act. And, you know, unless you're literally breathalyzing everyone who's driving, you may not know.
Fuck it,
and
I'm doing this, that. If I was
this girl's
like
also
a high profile figure, I would be doing that shit.
Yeah, I would too, for sure. And but like, or I'd have my bodyguard do it. But this guy could have been like waiting in the car. That's another thing to think about, is like they were in a rush to get out of this hotel. They like did this like maze of things to escape the paparazzi. So like they were moving. They didn't seem to take the precautions that they needed to with the actual people in the car. So
that's true.
You know, thoughts on that. And then the other one is the bodyguard's death. That's been ruled a tragic accident and found not to be related to her death. And he's the one who died prior to Diana, the one that she openly was like, he was killed. And Diana was a conspiracy theorist. So her thought wasn't corroborated and didn't really hold a lot of weight. So, and it had been investigated. No one can find anything.
I mean, was she actually a conspiracy theorist, or was she just like mentally ill and going through a tough time?
I think she was paranoid. I think she was mentally ill. I think she was going through a tough time. And I think her paranoia was very intense. So that was my whole thoughts on that. But
okay. I mean, yeah, I don't want to obviously like discredit her memory.
Right. Right.
Because I don't think that,
you know,
I think
what
she,
can
yeah.
you do? So yeah,
it seems
that's
like
pretty
she was
much
just isolated. If it is true that the royal members of the royal family didn't like her, I can imagine feeling very isolated. She's a lot younger than everyone.
Yeah,
no one.
Yeah,
she does have these concerns. No one's taking her seriously.
Nope.
So
and
that sounds
and
really like lonely.
She's scared.
And
yeah,
her husband
she's lonely.
Sucks. Is cheating on her. I read reports in there was a book that came out. I think I mentioned earlier. And there was a recording that leaked that said she claimed that Prince Charles was very hot and cold with her. So that's her husband.
Yeah. Yeah. And you live your whole life like this kind of, for me, like when I think of Princess Di, I kind of think of Meghan Markle, and like there's all these reports, you know, that she's like having issues with these queen's rules. And I'm like, yeah, because you live your entire life as one person and then you marry someone.
I don't think
someone.
That those reports that Meghan Markle is having issues are like real though.
I just feel bad for Meghan Markle because her family sucks. Like, same. I like hate her dad with a burning sick passion.
Same. And now he's feuding with Chrissy Teigen. Like, sir, just go fade into obscurity. No one wants to hear from
you. Yeah. Take like 80 zillion seats for a fucking second. Like,
for the rest of eternity.
I made Meghan Markle. I'm like, you were a lighting director. Like, are you fucking kidding? You didn't make anything except like C-list cinema, like have light. So please stop.
Yeah.
So
it's such bullshit.
I feel bad for her. And I also feel bad because her sister is like the biggest bitch and like gets on there and she's like, I haven't seen Meghan in 15 years, but here's what I can tell you about her. And
yeah,
it's like,
she literally. She called her, I think, stuck up.
Yeah, to the media. A snob.
First of all, yeah, I would definitely be a snob if I was fucking royalty.
I would definitely be a snob if I was your fucking sister. I would never speak to you. I'd be like, I am better than you because you are literal trash.
Yeah, it's
so
kind of crazy I'm like close to my family and everyone
ditto.
Is, I mean, at least in my immediate family, everyone is normal and sane. So I just really can't at all relate to having like a batshit crazy immediate family who's all trying to cut everyone down.
Use me for fame. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, it makes me really, really sad and upset for her. So if Thomas Markle or her sister, whatever her name is, ever listen to this podcast, go fuck yourself. You guys are horrible people. And trash. Truly go fuck yourself. So anyways, now that I'm heated up and it's 7 in the morning here and I need to at some point get ready for my job, would you like to play a quick game?
Yes.
Okay, you go first of whatever our game is.
Okay, we're going to play Would You Rather Royal Edition.
Woo woo. All right.
Based on
go for it.
Real royal rules. Wow, that was a tongue twister. Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather never be allowed to go on social media ever again, or only you're allowed to have a social media, but you can only follow your family members and your parents' friends?
I would rather be able to follow family members.
I think so too, just because I'm really into hate following.
Right. Yes, definitely that. And like, I also would still kind of want to be up to date and like I could stalk, you know, in other ways. So I can find a loophole, I guess, through it. But I'd want to follow family members.
Cool.
Okay. Would you, my turn, you ready?
Sure, yeah.
Would you rather have a personal chef or a chauffeur? And I feel like given this topic of the episode, I think this should be an easy answer for you.
Okay, well, here's the thing. When I wrote that question, I was obviously thinking that the chauffeur would be sober at all times.
Right. But now your whole life has been called into question.
Well, so the thing is, okay, if you had asked me this when I lived in Atlanta and I had to drive everywhere, I would have said a chauffeur right away because I just hate driving. It gives me like so much anxiety and road rage. And I hate like, I guess I'm sort of a control freak and I hate having to be beholden to like, just the whims of traffic, which anyone who lives in Atlanta will tell you it's effing terrible.
Yeah.
However, now that I live in New York and I never drive and like I'll occasionally take Ubers, I would definitely rather have a personal chef. So
yeah,
personal chef.
I'm going with personal chef. My fiance cooks every night, so I guess I kind of have one, but...
Okay, we get it, Hannah. You have a fiance.
But I also, like, he cooks a lot, but I love food, and I, like, work in food. And I would, like... I wish I could have something where, like, I could get something new every day. I think that's why I would want a personal chef. So I could be like, what's the menu today? Blah, blah, blah. And they could, you know, tell me.
Yeah, I'm literally so lazy. I've honestly been eating the same salad every day for years for lunch.
Yeah. I could literally live off chicken Caesar salad. So it'd be nice to have a little bit of variety in my life.
But the thing is, I don't even mind that, which is why I feel like I can't adult because I'm like, it just takes too much effort to cook and I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make up a third question on the spot.
Okay.
Would you rather be a princess or be an American celebrity who's famous for being a train wreck, like Lindsay Lohan?
I'd rather be a princess.
That's kind because, of a like, hot take, given what we discussed earlier.
But no one takes any of those, like, Lindsay Lohan seriously, although I heard she's seeing her own reality show. But I would rather be a princess. I'd rather be loved than laughed at.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But, okay, it's hard because I think this is a good question. Shouts out to my own improv skills. Because on the one hand, being at least British royalty sounds so unbearably limiting.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it probably sucks to keep trying and trying and never being able to measure up to this level that you achieved when you were, what, 12 years old? How old was Lindsay when she filmed The Parent Trap?
I think 12. I mean, she's a child actor. She's living in the shadow of herself her entire life.
It's crazy. But then at the same time, in America, there is always, I think, the possibility for redemption. And we love a good redemption arc.
We do. We love a comeback story. Robert Downey Jr., all those guys like who have these hard times and then come back and they're better than ever. Like, Americans eat that shit up. So,
also, not being able to work actually sounds like terrible. Awful. What do you do all day if you don't go to work?
Yeah. And I also would hate being under the control of like a very traditional old woman, but that's just my personal opinion. But I do think I'd rather probably be a princess.
Okay, well, I guess I'm undecided, but that's not really allowed. So I'm going to also go with princess.
Good call. Good choice.
All right. Well,
I think we're in agreement.
Yeah. Well, that episode was sure a doozy. Thanks again, everyone, for listening to an episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. Please don't forget to follow along on Instagram and Twitter at NATCpod.
Woo-woo. Yeah, and you can also email us with any questions, thoughts, concerns, lyrics to Elton John songs, thoughts about Princess Diana, whatever you want at NATC@bitches.com. So it's like Not Another True Crime at bitches.com. And bitches is not with an I, it's with an E. It's like Betches.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. Please don't forget to like and subscribe on whatever you're listening to, whether that be Spotify or Apple or I don't know what else there is. And tune in for the next episode where we get even sketchier.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. And remember, if you like weird shit, you know where to find us.
Betches.